Blog Talk Radio.
The most beautiful sound I have ever heard. Benghazi, 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 Benghazi. All the BS sounds of the world in a single word. Benghazi, 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 Benghazi. Benghazi, we're getting a snow job on Benghazi. And suddenly I find the Pentagon is blind. We're leading from behind. They're blowing my effing mind in Benghazi. Benghazi. Say it loud that Panetta and Dempsey are lying. Say it soft, and Woods and Doherty are slowly dying. You should never stop saying Benghazi, Benghazi, Benghazi. Admiral Lemon turned kamikaze. Two Americans abandoned and left for dead. Hillary Clinton fell off the bar stool and hurt her head. She could not testify above the communist commotion. We didn't have one ship out there in the ocean. Benghazi, I'll never stop saying Benghazi. Say it loud like the SEALs never leave a buddy pledge. They laser painted the target from the rooftop ledge. All they needed was two F-16s to take off the edge. I will never stop saying Benghazi. Obama and Clinton are betraying a Benghazi. Now widows are praying for delaying a Benghazi. They told us two drones were in the sky, watching our bravest die. We hung up the phone and went to bed. Who watched as two men fought and bled? Benghazi, every time you see Obama and Clinton, shout Benghazi, drown them out with the Benghazi. The problem is not resolved. The demo commos don't want to get involved. All the water rats jumped the sinking ship. Further investigation they will skip. Obama will take another trip. Soon, one aircraft carrier left could become a sinking ship. I'll never stop saying Benghazi. 2,000 dead Americans in Afghanistan, and you don't know about it. Because the media only prints it under the line for 10 seconds at a time. Yep, 2,000 dead. That's Obama's 2,000 shovel-ready jobs. Do you know how many Americans Bush lost in Afghanistan in a war? 461 in 8 years. Obama's lost over 2,000. I stopped counting about 3 months ago. They're getting shot in the back over there. We're negotiating under the table with Hillary Clinton's aides de camp, Huma Abedin, the wife of dirty, lousy, rotten, stinking Anthony Weiner. Unbelievable, man. Our country is going to the dogs. It's mando cane. And there's also a little episode about the SEAL Team 6, which got totally fragmented. 22 Navy SEALs killed in a phone-ahead ambush, and Obama classified it as a chopper crash. Oh, by the way, the 2,000 dead Americans, they're not dead Americans according to the communist media. Those are NATO troops. Under Bush, they were Americans. Under Obama, they're dead NATO troops. So all the drug addicts that read the New York Times are saying, hey man, looks like Holland is losing a lot of troops. Yeah, we're in trouble. You have no idea how much trouble we're in. You know what? Rosetta Stone, there's two languages you may consider, Russian and Chinese. So, now having said that, welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. We're going to try and get our country back. Right now, the Republicans are in disarray, and the Democrats are having their way in a field day, and they want to hurt the Boy Scouts. Imagine that. They kill 4,700 kids a day, and now they're coming after the Boy Scouts. Do you know how many Boy Scouts are in the country? About 2.5 million. If they want to... if they want to gay up the Boy Scouts, why don't they start with the Boy Scouts of Saudi Arabia? Or the Boy Scouts of Qatar, our gauze, a favorite their country. Or the Boy Scouts of Oman.
Want to take that
Or the Boy Scouts of Iran. They got Boy Scouts in Iran. No, they want to come where decent people live and ruin their day and have their way. Well, anyway, 2.5 million Boy Scouts. Let's compare some figures. When the gays infiltrated the Boy Scouts in Canada 5 years ago, the registration for the Boy Scouts was 330,000. It's now half, 115,000. But you see, it's not the gays. It's the communists who play the gays. Anything that's morally straight has to be destroyed because it's too close to God. And communists hate God. So what they'll do, under the pretense of protecting the weak, they use the weak to destroy the strong. And the end result is they infiltrate the Boy Scouts, and then parents who do not want to see an abomination take place with their child as a witness, pull their kids out. So the Boy Scouts in Canada lost 115,000 members, okay? And the other 115,000 are captives. So what's going to happen? We got 2,300,000 Boy Scouts in the USA. The same ratio will be a million, be down to a million. Communists don't care. They've infiltrated the organization using the gays. And now what they're going to do is they're going to destroy the organization, what's left. Communists love coalitions. From Vietnam all the way back until 1917, anytime they sit down at the bargaining table, they win. They win, you lose. And when they lose, they win. And that's something that you have to really consider. That's what's happening in this country. We are splinter groups now. We are balkanized United States. We're not united. There are states that are talking about secession. Hang in there. Let me give you a tune to cheer you up. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. Oh, by the way, in Genesis, they talk about marriage only between a man and a woman. In Genesis, the first chapter of the Bible.
Now you have me.
friends, I'm watching the Senate hearings on the Benghazi cover-up. I got to tell you something. It is really pathetic. It is really sad. School kids could get off the hook easier than these Panetta and Dempsey. What a disgrace. The two of them are looking at each other to make sure they're both saying the same lie. Half of the committee that's inquiring into the Benghazi betrayal and abandonment of troops in battle are Democrats, and they're covering for Hillary Clinton, the next president, and Barack Obama, who could be an impeached president, because I got to tell you something, this has all the earmarks of a cowardice in the face of the enemy. And according to Article 99 of the Uniform Code of Military Justice, that's punishable by a firing squad. You got to hear the sorry-ass excuses that they are giving. They're blaming intelligence. They blame anybody but themselves. And if you took a clock, if you took a pie, made a pie chart, and you could draw a line down the middle of the pie chart and mark one side, Democrat cover-up and Republican inquiry. The other side, and Republican inquiry. Now, you pitch that pie chart is a clock, and they're going to allocate so much time. There's 7 minutes to each senator who's going to ask. The entire Democrat side would not address the issue. They covered sequestration. The Republican side wanted facts, figures, and how come the president showed no interest. And all the Panetta and the Dopey Dempsey did was cover up. I got to tell you something. When I was in the service, Dempsey would be no more than a corporal. And the only reason that he is a four-star general is that his ass-kissing lips have turned to leather. Unbelievable, man. The guy is a total disgrace. Let me just give you some facts. Number one, those consulates were indefensible. There was a consulate in a safe house. The consulate was indefensible. Everybody knew it. The safe house was a beach house. It was 12 blocks from the beach. And now, they're asking, how long would it take to come to the aid of the two guys that were trapped on the roof in the beach house? And the answer back from Pinheader was, this, you know, we can't have a firehouse next to every embassy. How about a fire extinguisher? Imagine that for an answer. I would have smacked, Reverend Mother would have smacked him around for at least a half hour. And then he turns around and goes, we can't respond to every 911 incident, and we need better intelligence. Well, what are you? If you need better intelligence, then why are you in your job? It is totally sad. It's a cover-up. It has to do with the president winning the election. Those two guys died so Obama could win a debate against Romney. And Romney never stood for the two guys in Benghazi. So Romney got what he deserved. He didn't have two Liberty Bells. And money can't buy you Liberty Bells. And before this presidency is over, Obama will have more money than Romney. He came in with $2 million. He's up to $11 million. The Clintons are worth $137 million, and all they had were government jobs. And that's $137 million that we know about. And one of the things I've started to do, every time a communist senator comes up, the first thing I do is I go out to their champagne contributions and see who's backing them. And both Bob Menendez and Chuck Schumer, they're the first two I've done, received campaign contributions of $20 million and $18 million, respectively. And they both get them from real estate, and they get them from lawyers, and I forget what the others are, but I'm going to read them to you one night. But going back to this Benghazi thing, two F-16s scrambled from Aviano Air Force Base. And you know what? There's no talk about the drones. They told us that there were two drones over that consulate. And they weren't armed. But nobody's... The only thing Hillary Clinton has is a video. That's all she's got is a video. What was it? Days of Our Lives? Hillary Clinton is off the hook. She's skedaddled. All of the culprits have bailed out with golden parachutes. And two guys were left to die, which is totally unfair. And you know what's really unfair? When you go into the military, there's two things they teach you right away. Never be without your gun. And never abandon a buddy on the battlefield. And these people... These Democrats that are running this slaughterhouse, they are what is known in the military as buddy effers. That's what they are. They're buddy effers. And those two guys could have been rescued. And if not, wouldn't it have been nice to see... I was in Germany at the Folder Gap during the Cold War. And we were in forward operating positions and on maneuvers, and all of a sudden, roaring over the treetops, came two jet fighters. Man, what a feeling. What a great feeling to know that they belong to us and not the Russians. The distance from Aviano Air Force Base to over the rooftops of Woods and Doherty is 470 miles. F-16s... can do Mach 2. My guess is that those F-16s could have been over those rooftops in 30 minutes. 20 minutes if they really press. But let's give them a half hour. They could have been over there in a half hour. Now, Panetta said we had no intelligence. What do you mean you had no intelligence? You had two guys up on a rooftop. You had two guys up on a rooftop that had laser marked the mortar platoon that had set up to kill them. You had the best intelligence. You had spotters on the ground. Lying son of a bitch. It's all about politics. Has nothing to do with love of God or love of country. And I got to tell you something. When you look at who was sitting up there among the Democrats on that panel, Carlos Levin votes to burn the flag and votes to kill kids. Nelson from Florida votes to burn the flag, votes to kill kids, and block the door to Terry Schiavo. Who else is up there? Well, Killebrand, I call her Kirsten Killer Kid. She hasn't had a chance yet to do her damage, but she follows whatever Chuck Schumer tells her to do. And all of those Democrats up there, they lie like rugs. And they have been told, do not mention Benghazi in this hearing. When it's your turn to talk, you talk about we need more funds for the military. But you know what? Why would you need more funds for the military when somebody is telling you don't send the military? Now, those guys in Benghazi were told to stand down, and they went and they rescued their buddies. But nobody rescued them. Dempsey is the biggest failure because he's in the military, and you can blame the rest on the people with communist affiliations, but Dempsey has the blood on his hands of two troops. And you know the SEALs' motto, leave nobody behind. So you don't think that those two SEALs thought that they were going to be abandoned, do you? And wouldn't it have been nice to see two F-16s flying over? And maybe those F-16 pilots could have figured out a way to help. But even worse than that, they're only talking about F-16s, C-130s, and they're not even talking about this big-ass Navy we used to have. And they're not telling you where the closest ship was. Lindsey Graham asked Dempsey, how far away was the closest C-130? And Dempsey said 1,000 miles. And then he wasn't sure if it was 2,000. He said he'd have to look on a map. Well, if you draw a circle from Benghazi 1,000 miles out, and you draw a circle, I'm sure you're going to cover some countries that we got some hardware in. But we don't have a C-130. What does that tell you? They're only going to have one aircraft carrier in the Persian Gulf? Wait till Iran sinks that one. Oh, we'll get a President Roosevelt speech. This is a day that we're living in for me. And we're going to form a committee. And we're going to have an investigation. And we're going to get to the bottom of this. Can somebody walk my dog? We're in trouble, man. We're in big trouble. We got fools running the asylum. And we're all dumbed down and drugged out. You have no idea the drug casualties in this country. 1 out of 5 Americans is a junkie. And everybody's popping pills. Everybody is pumping up. We kill kids. 4,700 kids a day we kill. I can't believe it. Hitler never had such a winning streak. We're self-destructing. We're self-destructing. Unbelievable. Somebody said that the Family Guy had a skit where they did a takeoff on the modern day. What was the family that? I can't remember the name of the family, but you know they had a lot of kids in the family, and then now they're doing the modern day takeoff, and then the pictures that open up, it's all dogs. Dogs. We have gone to the dogs, man. We're in trouble. I often wanted to blow a whistle. Say, when I blow my whistle, everybody hold up your babies. Oh, God. We're in trouble. Poor people used to have that. There used to be a song. The rich get rich, and the poor have children. But with the pill, the poor don't have children anymore. So why are we killing 4,700 kids a day if you got the pill? What's going on here? Everything. The government is into organized crime. They're into rubouts. They're into gambling. They're into drugs. They want to legalize weed. What do you think? After weed, when they start to get that revenue, somebody's going to say, hey, you know, take on the weed is pretty good. You know what? There's a lot of heroin addicts out there. We could be taxing that too. Yeah, all we got to do is legalize it. You know, they're like in Holland. You know, like all those guys that are dead in the park. Yeah. And then we don't have to pay Social Security. We're in trouble. Back to the hearings. It's a disgrace. It's a cover-up. And what's worse than that, it tells you we're not ready. We are weaker now than we were on September the 10th, 2001. We are wide open. We are face down, pants down, and everybody has got their alibi already in reserve.
Well, it isn't my department. I passed it on to the other guy.
Yep. We're in trouble. And we can't pay our bills. We can't pay our bills. Yet everybody's getting a raise in government. The first agency I would close in a heartbeat is the EPA. The next move I would make would be I would have an Oklahoma rush like they did for land, the Oklahoma land rush. I would have an oil rush in the United States. Go get your drills, boys, and go get them. And definitely all you poor New England fishermen up there, I feel so sorry for you. You got the shaft. You got the shaft. There was a fisherman testifying. This guy does it for a living. He can only fish 3 days a year. Yet there's big Russian trawlers and Japanese trawlers out there sucking up everything that their nets can reach out to. And here's a guy, one guy with a boat, and he's trying to earn a living. Maybe he's got a couple of guys on the crew. The EPA destroyed the industry of the United States. The EPA, as far as I'm concerned, is a communist front organization. The goal was to destroy American industry, and they did it. They've wiped it all out. They all talk about how great Steve Jobs was. He employed 80,000 people. Yeah, they're all Chinese in China.
And he's making billions. Sure, he's making billions. It cost a dollar to make the machine. And he's getting a couple of hundred for it. Yeah, why wouldn't he make billions? But you know what? He's a smart man. He's going to donate to the Democrats, and they'll cover up for him. Yeah, they won't go after no Steve Jobs. Do you know the story on Microsoft? Microsoft never used to donate. And all of a sudden, under Clinton, Microsoft was being investigated for being too big. And then all of a sudden, a lawyer told Bill Gates, hey, you got to smear Clinton. And he smeared Clinton, and the investigation went away. Jesse Jackson used to go down with two big shopping bags down to Wall Street. Say, you know what, Goldman Sachs? I'm looking around here. It's all white people. Yeah, you don't have it. You know what? I'm bringing my people here tomorrow. Oh, no, Jesse, you don't have to do that. What? Can I see you on this, Jesse? Well, President Clinton would like to have a donation for his campaign fund. Yeah, we can make this go away. Yeah, I don't know what the mafia is doing, man. They must be pulling their hair out. So why didn't we think of this? Why didn't we think of this? Why didn't we have an issue? It's unbelievable. Country is gone, man. Country is gone. You want to see one of the biggest mistakes that we have made in this 12-year war? This is part one of a 100-year war against Islam and those bad Islamists, those ones that hijacked a peaceful religion. How many hijacked it, Tom? Oh, I'd say about a billion. Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, not all terrorists are Muslim. No, there's one that's running around in the hills of California right now. He's a Democrat. Yeah, he's an Obama fan. Yeah, and as soon as he shot three people, the press immediately put up on the wall, on the TV wall, they put up a guy in a uniform with a rifle and an American flag standing behind him. And everybody automatically jumped to the conclusion, he's got to be a Republican. He's one of those gun nuts. No, he's just a plain nut. Just a plain nut. And he's a fan of Ellen DeGeneres. Yeah. And I still haven't seen a modern-day picture of Adam Lanza. They showed his baby picture. Don't let them take your guns away, my friends. Don't let the Second Amendment is not for hunters. The Second Amendment is that you will not be hunted. And no country was ever taken over by a tyrant when the people had guns. So do not let them take your guns away. And do not negotiate with communists. When Dianne Feinstein submits a list of 170 guns, that's an old communist tactic. We'll take whatever we can get. Well, maybe we'll get 10 of the 170. You've already started to lose. They're inching away at you. You take that 170 gun list and you tell Diane to stick it where the sun don't shine. The Second Amendment says, do not infringe upon our rights to bear arms. Get the F out of here. And take that piece of crap paper with you. Okay, so having said that, let me give you a tune to cheer you up. I started to say that guy is up in the snowy hills of California, and 10,000 troopers are looking for him. They're looking in 3.5 states. Now, they found a burned vehicle outside of this one mountain town, and they said that most of the people up there, their second homes, and he could be in any one of them. Now, imagine this guy is up in that area, and you're up in that area, and you're for taking everybody's guns away. So you're sitting in your cabin, unarmed. How do you feel? How's it going? What was that? You heard a little noise? Oh, you nervous? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? You're going to negotiate? That's a good idea. Do you think you'll have that much time? Yeah, don't you wish you had a gun? You bet your sweet Bippy he wishes he had a gun right now. He wishes he had a 30 caliber machine gun. Yeah. Yeah, it's always, take it away from the other guy. Yeah. If I can't have one, he can't have one. Yeah, do you think that that guy would turn in his weapons? He's not turning in his weapons. You think he's going to go register his guns? No. That's as naive as saying, hey, everybody, Khaled says that everything's going to be okay. The plane is turning around. We're going to go back to the airport. And pray that the communists never take your guns away. Just praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. And we'll all stay free. Watch these Benghazi hearings without having a boff bag. I have never seen so much ass kissing going on. This is half of, you could cut half of Congress's time if you eliminate the ass kissing. They all Senate, General Dempsey, thank you for your service, and I thank you, and I thank your family for having you, and I thank your dog for Ruffles, for bringing the paper, and I want to thank you again for your service, your marvelous service, your sweet service. I never saw so much service. Yeah, give me a break, man. Whatever happened to American honesty? American honesty is gone. You know, there is a group called the Muzzlins. You know what Muzzlins are? They're not Muslims. They're not Muslims. They're Muzzlins. They're muzzling you. Oh, you can't say that. You can't say that. You can't call Leon Panetta an S-head. That wouldn't be right. Just once. I would like to hear one of these senators, instead of saying, my esteemed colleague, say, that Mother Fletcher over there. Yeah. Unbelievable, man. I never saw so much ass kissing in this Benghazi hearings. They had to send out for extra lip gloss and chapstick. It is sickening. Absolutely sickening. They should all have to attend a Saddam Hussein Senate hearing. Yeah. You know what a Saddam Hussein Senate hearing is? He convenes the Senate and then he calls out the names of those who betrayed him and they're dragged out of the Senate. And they're
put up against the wall, and then he makes the other senators shoot them. Unbelievable. Valentine's Day is coming up, so let me give you a Valentine's Day tune. When one man loved one woman, and it was one vow in front of God as their witness.
If I give my heart to you, will you handle it with care? Will you always treat me tenderly? If I give my heart to you, will you give me all your love? Will you swear that you'll be true to me by the light that shines above?
Got to do. We have to go all the way back to 911 to see how clever the party of death is. 911. George Bush came into the presidency. He thought he was going to have a good old time just like Clinton had. The unfortunate part is that Clinton kicked the can down the road. He had about 8 opportunities to take out bin Laden. He never did. He left it for George. In 1993, Al-Qaeda was strong enough to come into the United States, rent a truck and fill it full of explosives, and go into the World Trade Center, park the truck in the garage, and they were hoping that they would blow up the basement, causing the collapse of the World Trade Center, and other buildings would follow in a domino type of collapse. And it backfired. So rather than say we have a problem, what they did is they made fun of the Muslims. They called them inadequate, fools, jerks. They're silly, and they have no capability whatsoever. But the Muslims went back to work to perfect a better plan. And the next time they came, we were not ready. Unfortunately, when the Clinton Towers collapsed, it was on Bush's watch, and he was left holding the bag. So the first thing the Democrats did was to cover their tracks And what they did, they immediately got their Pravda press to come out and say, what did Bush know and when did he know it? Well, in 1993, Clinton knew that bin Laden was a bad guy. Okay? 8 years. 8 years he gave bin Laden a pass. Obama only gave bin Laden a pass for 4 months, I believe, hoping he would get away so he could not have to deal with the issue. But that's my personal prejudiced opinion. But here's was George. He was reading to a group of kids in Florida. And a guy whispered in his ear, and he said, George, we're screwed. The Clinton Towers just came down in New York. We've been hit in New York. And George got his world rocked. And he's sitting there, and he's looking at the kids. He's looking at the cameras. And he's thinking, holy smokes. I got a war on my hands. And he took 8 seconds or 7 seconds to move. And the communists in the media, working for the Party of Death, immediately accused Bush of taking 8 seconds. Why did he take so long? Now, you've got a President Obama who has been told one embassy is under siege. Nobody knows where Obama was during the siege. They're not telling you. Was he partying? Was he doing drugs? Did he care? Was he playing basketball? Was he rehearsing for his presidential debates? Mr. President, Americans are dying. Well, we'll do what the Clintons did in 9-1-1. We'll call for hearings. We'll call for a committee. And we'll put the people on the committee that can help us the most. And that's what the Clintons did. You saw that committee. It was a stacked deck. When Condoleezza Rice wanted to testify on a Saturday, they told her no. You have to come during the week when the cameras are here. When the press is here. Today is our day off. We weren't ready for 9-1-1. Obama wasn't ready for Benghazi. And when it dropped in his lap, he covered it up. And they're doing the same thing. They do a cover-up committee, and then they do an investigation, and they do a book. And that's what they're going to do for Benghazi. They already did the cover-up committee, and they appointed Admiral Lemon, who should be launched in a small boat somewhere, and Judge Thomas Pickering. And when these two cover-up artists for the Democratic Party, and that's the sad part. You've got political, military politicians now. You know who should be at that hearing? General McChrystal, the Benghazi hearing. General McChrystal, what do you think? What happened? What would you do different? And General McChrystal would say, two boys would be alive today. You ever see a picture of General McChrystal? He's got a war face and a helicopter on his head for a helmet. Yeah, and he served. And you know why they got rid of him? Because he called Joe Biden a wuss. And how did they get rid of him? They sent a communist from the Rolling Stone magazine to do an interview. And General McChrystal made a mistake. He should have killed that guy after he gave the interview. But anyway, Thomas Pickering reported on the cover-up in their findings. He reported their findings, and while he was talking to the media, he told two jokes. That's how serious he thought it was. The Democrats are the masters of cover-up. They're the masters of blame and deflect. And they're the masters of changing the subject. Those Benghazi hearings, not one Democrat asked a question about Benghazi. Think about it. Do you know what they call that? It's the Democrat slogan, party over country.